弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters, friends, peace be with you.
今天我们将来继续探讨这个窄路同行的这个主题。
Today we'll continue our discussion of on the road, on the narrow road with God.
我不知道你会不会觉得说，哇，这条窄路太长了。
I don't know if you will think about this, but wow, this narrow road is really long.
已经讲了两个主日，居然还没有讲完。
We spent two Sundays on this already, still haven't finished yet.
事实是神要用，要我们用一生的时间来走这条窄路。
To be honest, actually God wants us to use our whole entire life to walk on this narrow road.
因为这是一条与世界有所分别的道路。
Because this road is a road that is set apart from the world.
也是一条跟随耶稣基督的十字架窄路。
It is also a narrow crossroad following Jesus Christ.
有一句俗话说，近朱者赤。
There's one saying, one takes on the attributes of one's associates.
当我们能够专心的与主耶稣窄路同行的时候，
When we're able to focus on walking on this narrow path with God,
而不迷恋于这个世界的一切的时候，我们就会越来越像主耶稣基督了。
And not fall in love with this world, we'll be more like Christ.
我想我在高中时代
，looking back into my high school years,
我的母亲每天早上都要到菜市场去买菜。
My mom always go to the marketplace to get food.
这个有时候到了周末呢，她就要求我陪她过去。
On the weekends, she make me go with her.
大家都知道这个青少年时期的年轻人总是有点叛逆。
Of course, everybody knows during that time period, we're all a little rebellious.
也不是说父母说什么，我们就会一个口令一个动作的跟着父母走。
We don't follow everything exactly how our parents want us to do.
当我想到这个菜市场要走路过去呢，而且是又吵杂又脏乱呢，一点也不好玩。
When I think about the road that we have to cross to the market, it's very dirty, it's very loud, it's not very fun.
那时候我就不怎么愿意的跟着去。
Therefore, I don't really want to follow. I don't really want to go.
不过我的母亲还是会勉强我过去。
Of course, my mom made me go with her.
她说这样可以帮她提一点东西回来。
She says because then I can help her carry stuff home.
所以这个时候你大概可以想象得到我的表情跟走路的姿态。
You can already imagine how my facial expression is and how the way I walk.
我一边是垂头丧气
，I will have my head down, walking grudgingly.
另外一边是歪七扭八的走。
And of course, walking to the left, to the right, all over the place.
当然，很快我就会听到我妈妈的责备的声音。
Of course, soon after, I'll hear my mom scold at me.
她说：“走路要长眼睛，不要乱走。
You have to watch where you're going.
要不然会撞到东西的。
Or else you'll hit things along the way.”
为什么我跟你们分享这段年轻时候的糗事呢
？Why do I share with you this embarrassing story？
如果我们再来看这一张年轻学生走这个田埂的投影片，你大概就会知道。
If we look at the students walking on the ridge of fields, you might understand.
你们看这些年轻的学生走在这个田埂上，是不是走得很开心呢
？Can you tell how joyful these students are when they're walking on the ridge of fields？
看起来好像是 ，right？
It seems pretty happy, right？
我们来想一想，如果这些年轻的学生在走田埂的时候，也像我高中时代去菜市场那样。
If we think about this, if the students that are walking on the ridge of field had this similar emotion that I had when I was going to the marketplace.
所以心不甘情不愿的歪七扭八的乱走一通。
Unwillingly walking and also aimlessly walking.
你讲他们会走得很开心吗
？Do you think they'll be happy about it?
那么他们这样。一脚踩空跌到田里的机会大不大呢
？And for them to step into the field, wouldn't that be pretty high chance?
机会应该是很大吧
？Yeah, the chance is pretty high for them to fall into the field.
还有，如果走田埂的时候不是同心合意的往前走
，If they're not walking the ridge field together, on the same pace.
有人走得很快，有人在那边慢条斯理的浏览风景。
Some walking really quickly, while others tour around and sightseeing.
你猜会有怎么样情形发生
？What do you think is going to happen?
一定会交通阻塞，没办法继续往前走。
Of course, there will be a traffic jam. They cannot walk any further.
或者是有人会跌到田里面去。
Or some will actually fall into the field.
所以以此类推，就是我们在跟主耶稣同行窄路的时候。
So similarly, when we walk with God on the narrow path, if we also have this unwillingness to walk, when we also have the similar traffic jam as well as falling into the fields. Therefore, when we're walking with God together, we absolutely need to be willing. Only then will we have spiritual growth. When we are serving in church and co-laboring with brothers and sisters, we also need to work together and walk together so that we can be good testimonies and bring glory to God. In my previous two sharings,
我提到了, 如果我们要像旧约人物以诺一样的一生与神同行,
I mentioned that if we want to be like Enoch from the Old Testament who walk with God,
有一个基本的要求,
we need to have a foundational requirement.
那就是我们要与世界有所分别,
and that is to be set apart from the world.
因为圣经告诉我们说, 那恶者撒旦想尽办法用尽各样手段, 想要让我们跟这个世界同流合污,
because in the Bible, it tells us the evil one, Satan, uses all possible ways to make us mingle with the world and to be a part of it. However, Apostle John warns us that, like this.
他说, 凡世界上的事, 就像肉体的情欲, 眼目的情欲, 并今生的骄傲, 都不是从父而来的, 乃是从世界而来的。 这个世界跟其上的情欲都要过去, 唯独遵循神的旨意的, 乃是永远长存。
He says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life come not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires passes away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Therefore, if you want to walk with the Lord our whole life, we must follow His will and live a life that is set apart from the world.
然后我们若要一生与神同行, 我们还需要一个正确的心态。
And also, if we want to walk with God our whole life, we must have the right attitude.
那就是甘心乐意。
And that is commit yourself willingly.
当我们决定与主耶稣同行载路的时候, 一个甘心乐意的心态是必须的。
When we decide to follow Jesus on this narrow path, willingness is a must.
一个甘心乐意的心态包括了甘心乐意的委身和甘心乐意的。
And that willingness include a willing commitment and a willing demonstration.
对于甘心乐意的委身, 我把它定义作为是一种对神完全降服而发自内心毫无勉强的心态。
Regarding a willing commitment, I define it as surrendering to God completely from the heart without any reluctance.
这种委身可以让我们持久地跟神同行而不困顿, 使我们的生命充满了活力。
This commitment allows us to have a long-term walking with God without weary, and our life will be energized.
It'll
also give us the spiritual sensitivity so we can see the kingdom's need whenever needed. From my previous sharing, we had a detailed discussion on willing commitment.
所以我们今天就进入甘心乐意的第二部分, 也就是甘心乐意的表现。
So today we will focus on the second part, which is a willing demonstration.
这个是从实际的层面来看, 什么是甘心乐意。
And we'll look at it from a practical view.
我们所看的经文是刚刚我们在读过的民数记的7章1到9节。
We will be looking at the one that we read recently, Numbers chapter 7, verse 1 to 9.
如果你把它分段的话, 就是1到5节, 就是属于甘心乐意的尾声, 而6到9节, 是讲今天的部分, 就是甘心乐意的表现。
If you split it up, verse 1 to 5 is about willingness to commit, and then 6 to 7 is about the demonstration.
从前面两次的分享当中, 我们知道民数记的主题是漂流或者神的管教。
From the previous sharing, we know that the title of Numbers is Wandering as well as God's Discipline. It records Israelites' experience wandering in the desert. And in We see the Levites willing to keep themselves pure and not conform to the world.
因此神拣选他们来服侍圣所，看顾会幕。
So therefore God chose them to work, to serve in the sanctuary as well as the tabernacle.
所以他们在40年漂流的期间里面，不知道有多少次需要重复的架设跟搬迁会幕。
In the 40 years in the wilderness, you can't even count how many times they had to tear down as well as building up the tabernacle over and over again.
这绝对是需要甘心乐意的委身才能够继续不断的服侍。
That definitely require willing commitment to continue the service.
那么在实际的应用上，这种委身怎么样来表现出来呢？
And how do we express this willingness in practical ways?
也就是不爱比较，做好分内的事。
The answer to that is, do your assigned part without obsession of comparison.
这个也就是我们今天要讨论的第二部分。
And that is what we'll be focusing on the second part.
我们来看经文的六到九节。
Let's look at verse 6 to 9.
这边说，摩西遵从耶和华神的吩咐，收了所奉献的车跟牛。
So here you mentioned Moses took the carts and oxen, like how God has told him to.
他做了分配，交给这个利未人。
And he gave them to the Levites.
也就是将两辆车、四只牛交给这个格顺子孙。
Two carts and four oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon.
又把四辆车、八只牛照米拉利子孙所办的事交给他们。
And four carts and eight oxen he gave to the son of Merari according to their service.
但是请注意，车跟牛都没有交给哥辖子孙。
Let's keep in mind, the sons of Kohath, he gave none.
圣经在后面讲了一句话说，因为他们所办的是圣所的事，在肩头上抬生命。
And the Bible explains, because theirs was the service of the holy thing, which they have to carry on their shoulders.
所以当你读完这段经文以后，你有没有发觉到什么样的问题？
When you finish reading this passage, did you find an issue in here?
我想有两个主要的问题。
I see that there's two problems.And the first is,
这个同样是利未的子孙，为什么哥辖的子孙所负责的事是，就是好像看起来比较受人尊敬？
How come even though all the descendants of Levites, they're all descendants of Levites, yet the services of sons of Kohath are considered more respected?
因为他们是负责那个圣所的事情。
Because they're focusing on the holy things.
第二个是为什么哥辖的子孙需要用肩头来抬生物，而不可以用车子来抬呢？
And second is, how come the sons of Kohath has to carry the holy things on their shoulders and not in the carts?
首先让我们来了解神到底定规这三个家族办什么样的事情。
So first, let's have an understanding what responsibility God has given to each of the families.
这个下面是一张大类的简图。
It's a brief image.
根据民数记的第四章、
So according to Numbers chapter 4,
神定规这个格顺子孙负责这个会幕的这个软质的部分的搬运跟安装。
God has set the sons of Gershon to transfer and set up the soft materials.
这包括会幕的盖子、门帘跟帐子。
Including the covers, curtains, and hangings of the tabernacle.
还有院子的锥子、门帘、绳子并所用的器具。
And also the curtains, ropes, and necessary instruments.
所以这些东西就需要小心的搬运，不要把它损坏。
They need to be transferred carefully to prevent damage.
而米拉利的子孙这负责这个会幕的主要结构。
And the sons of Merari are to carry the frames of the tabernacle.
这包括这个会幕的板子、柱子，还有柱子带卯的座。
It includes the boards, the crossbars, posts, and bases.
这些都是比较笨重的东西。
These are more bulky.
光是柱子代码的座就超过四吨。
Just the socket base itself is above, it's over 4 tons.
所以他们需要用车来装它们。
Therefore, they need to use cart to move it around.
神当然知道他们的需要。
Of course, God knows all their needs.
所以他感动了以色列的众首领都来奉献。
So therefore, he touched all the Israelites' leaders to do offerings.
从这边我们可以看见我们的神的确是。为有供应的神。
So we know that our God is a provider.
当他的子民愿意服侍他的时候，
When his people are willing to serve,
他也必然会供应足够的资源跟恩典。
He will provide enough resource as well as grace.
那么这个哥辖的子孙呢？
What about the sons of Kohath?
哥辖的子孙所办的是圣所的事情。
They are in charge of the most holy furnishings.
这包括圣所中的圣物。
It includes transferring of the holy objects.
五陈设饼、香坛、约柜、洗涤盘，还有燔祭坛。
Tables of the showbread, Ark of Covenant, brazen laver, altar, burnt offerings.
但是他们不可以摸这个圣物。
However, they are required not to touch these things.
必须先由亚伦和他的儿子用毯子跟海狗皮把它盖上，以后他们才可以搬运。
Only after Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy furnishings and all the articles with cloth and durable leather.
他们一摸的话，他们会死。
Because if they are not covered, and when the Kohathites touch it, they will die.
那么如果对照一下今天的环境来看的时候
if you put it into today's perspective,
哥辖的子孙的有点像是这个教会中的神职人员一样。
Son of Kohathites is similar to clergymen in a church.
这格顺跟米拉利的子孙好像是教会中这个清洁管理员一样。
And the sons of Gershon and Merari is similar to being a janitor.
所以这个比起格顺跟米拉利子孙，这哥辖子孙的服事好像是比较轻松，也是受人尊敬。
So compared to the sons of Gershon and Merari, the sons of Kohathites' services seems to be easier and more respected, isn't it?
如果你是格顺跟米拉利子孙，你会不会有那么一点点的嫉妒呢？
If you're the sons of Gershon and Merari, wouldn't you be a little bit, tiny bit jealous?
我想除了我以外，你们都不会的。
I think besides me, you all won't be jealous, right?
因为你们都是大人，有大量，不会跟别人计较。
Because you're all bigger persons and won't hold things against others, right?
其实人妒忌的天性是从我们的始祖亚当跟夏娃所遗传下来。
Actually, the nature of jealousy came from our ancestors, Adam and Eve.
我们每个人都继承了他们因违背神的旨意而有了罪性。
We all inherited their sins of disobeying God's will.
不过你有没有发觉这个嫉妒好像通常是从这个爱跟别人比较来开始
？However, have you noticed that jealousy tend to occur when we have the obsession of comparison?
让我用一个小小的故事来举例。
Let me tell you a really simple story.
根据创世纪二章的记载
，According to Genesis chapter 2,
我们知道夏娃是神用亚当的肋骨跟旁边的肉所创造的。
We know that Eve was made using Adam's rib.
而神的本意是让夏娃成为亚当的配偶，成为他的贤内助。
And God's intention was to have Eve as a helper, his virtuous wife.
但是谁知道
？However,
有一天在伊甸园当中，不知道是什么原因，夏娃就开始挑剔起这个亚当来。
One day in the Garden of Eden, for some reason, Eve started to find fault with Adam.
她对亚当说：“你是不是跟其他的女人在一起乱跑啊？”
She says to Adam, "Are you running with other women, going around with other women?"
亚当回答说：“你疯了是不是？这里哪有其他的女人呢？”
Adam answered her, "Are you crazy? There are no other women here."
但是夏娃仍然疑心重重。
However, Eve was still suspicious.
到了晚上睡到半夜的时候
，and at the night time when they were sleeping,
亚当忽然感觉是有东西在戳着他。
In the middle of the night, Adam found something poking at his side.
他醒来一看，发觉夏娃正在用手指头戳他的胸膛。
He woke up and saw Eve using her finger poking at his chest.
这个亚当就很生气地质问夏娃说：“你不睡觉在干什么？”
Adam was pretty upset and questioned Eve, "What are you doing?"
你们猜夏娃怎么回答
？Guess how Eve responded.
夏娃在说：“我在数一数，你还有几根肋骨。”
Eve says, "I'm counting how many ribs you have left."
当然，这个只是个虚构的故事。
Of course, this is a made-up story.
不过，想到夏娃的嫉妒，却指出了我们人爱与他人比较的个性。
However, when we think about Eve's jealousy, it points out our characters of humans, how we like to compare with other people.
本来跟别人比较并没有什么不好。
Comparing with others is not a bad thing.
但是当比较成为爱与他人比较的时候，就有问题了。
However, when it becomes an obsession,That becomes a problem.
比如说，我们中国父母就常常爱拿自己的小孩跟别人的小孩来比较。
So in Chinese culture, we like to compare our children to other people's kids.
我们常常会不自觉的就对自己的小孩说：“你看，这个某某人的小孩的成绩多么好，你怎么不能像人家一样呢？”
We often say to our own kids, look at their kids, how good they are doing in school. How come you're not like them?
这些话本来是用来刺激鼓励我们自己的小孩的。
These words are meant to be challenge and encourage words to our children.
但是当我们使用的次数多了以后，无意中就伤害了小孩的自尊。
However, after being used so many times, it hurts the children's self-esteem unintentionally.
我自己年轻时候的成长环境就是这样子。
My childhood growth was like just similar to that.
现在我为人父母。
Now I'm a parent myself.
我就必须时常的提醒我自己，尽量不要这样做。
I have to continuously, consciously remind myself not to do that.
有一句俗话说，人比人是气死人。
There's an old saying that a comparison game is foolish and self-destructive.
因为别人总会有我们所没有的东西，比如很有钱啊，很有地位的。
Because people have things that we don't have, such as wealth or social status.
或者是别人总会享有跟我们不同的经历，比如他们一生很平顺啊，无忧无虑的。
Or others having experiences that we don't have, like a smooth life, no struggles, no challenges.
但是圣经提醒我们，爱与他人比较会有几个潜在的危险。
However, the Bible warns us, comparing with others have unseen dangers.
第一个是它会让我们骄傲，看不起。
The first thing, it makes us look down on others and have pride in ourselves.
如果大家还记得路加福音18章的9到14节所记载的这个法利赛人跟税吏的祷告。
If you guys remember, from Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14, it records a prayer between Pharisee and tax collector.
主耶稣就是用这个比喻来教训那些仗着自己是义人而藐视别人的法利赛人。
Jesus is using this parable to rebuke those Pharisees who self-proclaim to be righteous and look down on the tax collectors.
另外，爱与他人比较的第二个潜在危险是让我们嫉妒，想要跟别人一样拥有别人所拥有的一切。
Secondly, the danger is and make us jealous and wanting to have everything that other people have.
这个结果是我们无法专注于神要我们所做的事。
And in the end, we will not be able to see what God has in store for us.
比如马太福音20章1到16节所记载的这个葡萄园工人的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 20 verse 1 to 16, it records the parable of workers in the vineyard.
这个就指出了工人们爱比较的心态。
It pointed out the attitude of comparison between the workers.
这种心态让他们认为神不公平。
And this attitude twisted their viewpoint towards God and thinking that God is unfair.
而且认定神没有权利可以比别人更加慷慨。
And thinks that God has no right to be more generous to others.
那么在十二使徒当中有没有爱比较的心态呢？
So in the 12 disciples, are there ones that, is there disciples that have this kind of attitude?
当然有。
Of course.
如果大家还记得的话，是在这个约翰福音21章提到的这个主耶稣复活后显现在加利利的海边。
In John chapter 21, it mentioned that after Jesus' resurrection, he appeared by the Sea of Galilee.
主耶稣施行了一个鱼获满载的神迹以后，
Jesus performed a miracle, a miraculous catch of fish.
他为了要坚定这个西门彼得的信心，他问了西门彼得三次，你爱我吗？
He wanted to strengthen Simon Peter's faith, so he asked him three times, do you love me?
彼得回答是很肯定。
And the answer from Peter got accepted.
但是当他转头过来看见这个使徒约翰在旁边的时候，
But after answering Jesus, Peter turned around and saw John.
彼得就问主耶稣说，主啊，这人将来要如何？
And he asked, Lord, what about him?
主耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
Jesus said to him,If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me.
从主耶稣的回答，我们学到了一点。
From Jesus' answer, we learned something.
那就是爱比较的心态在左窄路跟他同行的时候是不应该有的。
We learned that the obsession of comparison should not be present on the narrow road with God.
他所要的是我们做好我们自己分内的事情，也就是专心的跟从他，与他同行。
God wants us to do what was given to us and focus our minds in following Him.
这也就是甘心乐意的实际表现。
And that itself is a demonstration of willingness.
当神定规格顺、米拉利跟哥侠的子孙负责办理会幕 不同的事的时候。
When God set a different responsibility for the sons of Gershon, Merari, and Kohath,
他的要求很清楚。
He is well aware of what he's doing.
也就是他们不要与他人比较，只要做好自己被指定的工作。
He wants them to focus on what they have and not compare with each other.
如果你想一想
if you think about this,
如果这格顺跟米拉利子孙不愿意顺从
if the sons of Gershon and Merari were not willing to obey,
或者是做了心不甘情不愿的
or doing things grudgingly,
结果不但是这个会幕的架设跟搬迁成了问题
it will not only be an issue with the setting up of the tabernacle,
神也不会喜悦的
God will also not be pleased,
尤其严重的是
and the most horrible thing is,
以色列会众可能会因会幕没办法架设起来而失去了亲近神可以敬拜神的机会。
That is, the Israelites will lose the possibility of having a tabernacle and to be close with God and worship Him.
如果想想我们自己。
So, if reflecting back to ourselves,
今天我们也都是蒙神的拣选来服侍神的家。
We're chosen to serve in God's house.
我们每个人都有这个圣灵随己意所分给我们的恩赐。
We all have gifts given by the Holy Spirit.
为的是能够扩展神在世上的国度。
And that is used to expand God's kingdom on earth.
如果我们不愿意使用我们的恩赐
If we're unwilling to use our gifts,
我们反而花了很多时间跟精力一直在跟别人比较。
And instead, we use our time to compare with others.
一直在挑剔神给我们的服事岗位
and be picky with our own roles in serving,
以至于神的家遭受亏损
in serving, we're picky about roles to a point that it damaged God's house.
那我们就会像马太福音二十四章的那个又饿又懒的仆人
then we'll be like the servant described in Matthew 24:26, a wicked, lazy servant.
他对于神所交代的事什么都没有做
he did nothing about God's commands.
将来当我们面见主的时候
And when we face God,
我们就会羞愧的无比之容
We will not be able to stand in front of him.
其次为什么歌侠的子孙需要用肩头来抬圣物而不用车呢用车不是更省力更有效率吗
And secondly, how come the sons of Kohath has to carry the holy things on their shoulder and not use carts? Because it will be, you'll save a lot of energy and be more effective.
我想最主要原因这是神的定规人就必须遵从
I think the most important reason is that's God's rule, men must follow.
因为在撒母耳记下第六章记载了大卫王所犯的一个错误
Because in 2 Samuel chapter 6 recorded a big mistake made by David.
也就是当他准备把神的约柜从基列耶林人亚比拿达的家里面迎接回到耶路撒冷的时候
that is when he was preparing to move the Ark of Covenant from the house of Kiriath Jeriam Abinadab back to Jerusalem
他用车来载神的约柜
he used cart to move it
而不是要求哥辖的子孙用肩头来抬
instead of sons of Kohath's shoulder
当亚比拿达的两个儿子乌沙跟亚西亚赶这个新车到了拿杆的河场的时候
When Abinadab's two sons, Uzzah and Ahio, were guiding the carts,
这个牛失前蹄，乌沙就伸手去扶住神的约柜。
The oxen stumbled, so Uzzah reached out his hand to hold the ark.
所以耶和华神就向乌沙发怒，击杀了他。
The Lord's anger burned against him because of his irreverent act.
他就死在这个神的约柜旁边。
And God struck him down, and he died beside the ark of God.
所以从这里我们看到了神是轻慢不得的，他有他的定规。
So from here we can tell that God cannot be taken lightly. He has his rules.
除了神的定规以外，我个人以为用肩头来抬圣物可能还带有三个意义。
So besides God's rule, I believe there's three other reasons of carrying the holy things.
第一
，and the first thing is.
我不知道你没有看过这个中国的轿子。
I'm not sure if you've seen sedan chairs in the Chinese culture.
这个轿子一般是用两个人或四个人来用肩头来抬。
They're mainly carried by two or four people, carrying on their shoulders.
那么坐轿子的又是什么人呢
？And who normally sit in that?
除了新娘以外，一般来说是社会上比较有身份地位、值得敬重的人。
Besides brides, the person who sits in there must have good social status.
所以 当神定规生物必须用尖头来抬的时候，第一个可能的意义就是让人学习对神的敬畏。
So therefore, when God made the rule of having the Ark of Covenant be carried on the shoulder, the first representation is to let people learn to have respect for God.
第二个可能意义可能就是象征着神跟人的同行。
The second reason is representing God walking with us.
因为神知道人的软弱，必须时常用眼睛可以看见的事物来记得神的同在，
Because
他的恩典。
Because God knows men are weak, we need to have things. We have to have physical things seen by eyes to remember His presence and His grace.
一个很明显的例子就是在出埃及记三十二章记载了一件很悲哀的事情。
One very obvious example from Exodus chapter 32. It's a very sad event.
那就是摩西蒙召上西乃山去面见神，领受十诫。
So that is when Moses was called to the mountain by God to receive the Ten Commandments.
以色列人在山下等候了许久，不见摩西。
Israelites waited a long time for Moses to return, but they didn't see him coming down.
他们就要求亚伦的同意，制造了金牛犊来代替神，以便带领他们往前行。
So they made Aaron and make golden calf to replace God, so they can continue their journey.
虽然这是个负面的例子
，even though this is a negative example，
它也告诉了我们人性的弱点。
However, it shows man's weakness.
所以当歌侠的子孙用肩头抬着圣物
So therefore when the sons of Kohath used the shoulder to carry the holy furnishing
而以色列人跟着从一个地方漂流到另一个地方的时候
And Israelites wandering from one place to another
他们就会被提醒
They will be reminded
这个万军之耶和华原来是一直与他们同行
They will be reminded that the Lord of hosts is always with them
最后神定规用肩头来抬圣物的第三个可能的意义是
And the last reason that I think that God wants us to learn is
要人学习甘心乐意的服侍神同心合意的与弟兄姐妹同工
And that is to serve him with a grateful heart to work with brothers and sisters in unity
我们再回到这个抬轿子的例子
So let me go back to the sedan chair from China
你不觉得抬轿子人需要有体力以外还需要甘心乐意也需要同心合意吗
For the people carrying the chair, besides strength, don't you think they have to work together?
如果不是这样的话，坐轿子人必然会有这种颠簸不稳的感觉，有时候也有可能会摔下来。
Because if they're not working together, then the person sitting in the chair will feel really bumpy, to a point they might actually fall out.
可见的圣物必须用肩头来抬，最主要的原因是神的定规。
So we can see that the holy furnishing must be carried with shoulder. The most important reason is because it's God's rule.
其次可能还带有这样的意义
Secondly, it also has other reasons
第一是让人学习对神的敬畏
And that is for us to learn our reverence to God
第二个是象征着神跟人的同行
And secondly, it symbolizes that God is with us
最后是要人学习甘心乐意的服侍神以及同心合意的弟兄姐妹们同工
And lastly, it's for us to learn serving God willingly and co-working with others in one accord
谈到甘心乐意的服侍神，以及同心合意的跟弟兄姐妹们同工。
So when we talk about the last point for us to learn serving God willingly and co-working with others,
也就让我想到我的小孩子们还在高中的时候。
It kind of reminds me of my children when they were in high school.
他们有机会去参加这个纽约州学校音乐协会所举办的一些音乐表演会。
My kids had a chance to go to a musical festival held by NISMA.
我们做父母的除了当司机以外当然也可以趁机去看他们的表演
As parents, besides being the driver we also have the chance to see them perform
所以你看到这个来自四面八方不同学校的学生演奏者在这个短短的几天之内
So seeing students from all over the place in that short amount of time they're performing together
这个经过这个乐团指挥的指导之后竟然能够奏出这么优美的旋律
With the conductor's help, with the conductor conducting them in that short amount of time, they're able to perform beautiful music.
实在是很令人感动。
It truly touched me.
这样的演出告诉了我们两个不可忽略的因素。
And this type of performance has two factors that cannot be ignored.
也就是说，所有的学生演奏者必须是甘心乐意的参加表演。
And the first is the students must have the willingness to be a part of it.
甘心乐意的服从乐团指挥的带领
Willing to follow the conductor's instructions and guidance
第二个是所有学生演奏者必须是同心合意的与其他演奏者合作。
And secondly, is the students must be willing to work together with other students and instruments.
我想想我们自己不是也正是如此吗？
And thinking about ourselves, aren't we the same?
在这个神的国度里面，
In God's kingdom,
我们每个人都有自己的演奏的位置。
We all have our seats for performance.
也都是需要服从这位生命乐团的大指挥。
And we all have to follow the conductor of life.
这样我们人生的乐章才会更精彩，才会有意义。
Only then our life will be wonderful and have a meaning.
有人这样讲。
And someone once said this.
在这个神的音乐会中没有独奏的人。
In God's concert, there is no soloist.
每个演奏者都非常的重要。
Every musician is important.
当我们尽其所能的跟众人齐心合奏，便能展现出最美妙动人的乐章。
When we're able to work together with others, we can make the most amazing music.
这些话讲得很有道理。
These words are true.
神的计划是让我们借着相信耶稣基督而成为他的儿女。
God's plan for us is to become His sons and daughters through Jesus Christ.
他要我们彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此退让。
And he wants us to be devoted to one another in love and honor.
他要我们合作，而不是互相比较、互相竞争。
He wants us to work together instead of comparing with one another.
在神的教会当中，我们每个人都有自己的岗位。
And in God's church, we each have our own place.
当我们放弃跟别人比较的心态，做好自己分内的事情的时候。
When we let go of our obsessions of comparison with others and do our own parts.
我们就会表现出我们是甘心乐意的与神同行。
We will be able to present the willingness to walk with Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends，
我们需要感谢神。
We need to thank God，
因为他在我们一生当中赐给我们家人、朋友们来陪我们、与我们同行。
Because he has given us friends and families to walk with us in our life's journey.
但是俗话说，天下没有不散的宴席。
But the old saying is like this: No meal, there's no meal that doesn't end.
不管你愿不愿意，我们的家人跟朋友都会因各种不同的原因离我们而去。
Doesn't matter if you like it or not, your family and friends will leave you due to various reasons and not able to walk with you.
圣经清楚地告诉我们。
And the Bible clearly tells us.
如果我们愿意认识神的儿子耶稣基督
，If we're willing to get to know God's Son Jesus Christ，
接受他所成就的救恩
，accept the salvation that He has accomplished，
那他必然会不离不弃的陪伴着我们直到世界的末了。
That He will never leave nor forsake us until the end of time。
只是在我们接受救恩之后，我们愿不愿意一生与神同行呢
？However, when we accept the salvation, will we be willing to walk with God together？
雅各书的作者曾经警告我们说
，The author of James warned us once.
他说：“听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他自己的相貌。”
In James 1:23-24, it says, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like."
所以我们接受救恩之后，也必须要遵循主的命令，一生与他同行。
So when we accept the salvation, we need to know following God's command, walk with Him together in our lives.
这样我们才能够证明我们的信心是活的，而不是死的。
Only then will we prove our faith is live and not dead.
那么具体上要怎样一生与神同行呢
？So how can we walk with God together?
我个人以为第一。就是需要过一个与世界有分别的生活。
I believe the first thing is to live a life that is set apart from the world.
然后还需要有一个正确的心态。
And we also need to have the right attitude.
那就是要甘心乐意。
And that is willingness.
甘心乐意的心态包括了甘心乐意的委身跟甘心乐意的表现。
And having that willing attitude includes willing commitment as well as willing demonstration.
我相信大家都有这样的经验。
I believe everybody has similar experiences.
也就是说，凡事甘心乐意的去做，做起来就很有劲。
When we do things that we're willing to commit, we are energized to do the work.
效果也很显著。
And of course, the result is significant.
反之，如果是做的心不甘情不愿、牢骚满腹的时候
On the contrary, when we're unwilling to do it or do things grumpily, and the result will definitely be ineffective.
这个同样的道理是可以应用在我们属灵的操练上面的。
This we can also be seen in spiritual, in our spiritual life.
所以借着这个民数记以色列人在旷野里漂游的经历。
So from Numbers, records the Israelites' experience being lost in the wilderness.
我们看到了神拣选利未支派来负责会幕圣所的工作。
We can see God choose the Levites to be responsible for the work of the tabernacle.
当利未的子孙需要遵守神透过摩西所传达的命令。
When the sons of Levites need to follow God's command through Moses,
在这个四十年的漂流当中，多重复的多次架设搬运会幕。
The 40 years in the wilderness, needing to tearing down and building up their tabernacles over and over again.
如果他们没有甘心乐意的委身，是不可能持久的。
If they don't have the willingness to commit, they cannot last long.
甘心乐意的委身不但让他们能够持久的与神同行，也让他们有属灵的敏感度，能随时看到神国的需要而奉献。
The willingness to commit will not only allow us to walk longer with God, also at the same time have spiritual sensitivity to see the needs of God's kingdom.
当这个神定规这个利未的三个家族负责办不同的事情的时候
，When God have different responsibilities for the three families of Levites,
他们放弃了爱。与他人比较的心态。
They let go of the attitude of the obsession of comparison.
甘心乐意的一起服侍。
They're willing to serve together.
专注于做好自己分内的事情。
And focusing on their own parts.
这是一种甘心乐意的表现。
And that is the demonstration of being willing.
同样的，我们今天蒙召在神的教会中服侍。
Similarly, as we are chosen to serve in the church.
我们也是要听从圣灵的带领。
We need to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And through the willingness, it will allow us to be able to serve God long term. When we don't have the obsession of comparison and only focus on our own parts, we will be able to work together and serve God.
我的盼望是我们的教会能够朝这个方向不断的更上一层楼。
And my hope is our church continue to grow towards this direction.
谢谢，就是我。
Thank you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你，借着你自己儿女的服事，我们今天能够。
Thank you for using us so that we can be used by you and we can be present in front of you today.
感谢你的救恩，也感谢你为我们所成就的。
Thank you for your salvation and thank you for what you have done.
愿我们所作所为是能够蒙你的喜悦。
May our deeds and actions be pleasing to you.
也让我们甘心乐意的一生与你同行。
And may we be willing to walk with you our whole life.
我们这样的感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And our thank you, and then thanksgiving and our prayer bring to you and praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.